Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report on this Thursday morning. Let's go right on out and look and see how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 745 and a half, up 11 and a quarter. May, 753, up 10 and a quarter. And July at 760 and a quarter, up 9 3/4. March wheat in Chicago, 716 and 3/4, up 12 and a half. May, 721 and a quarter, now 720 and 3/4, now 21, up 9. July at 723 and 3/4, up 8 3/4. March corn, 717, up 7 and a half. May, 702, up 6 3/4. December, 555 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. March soybeans, 1480, up 22 1/2. May, 1458, now 57 3/4, now 58, up 18 1/2. November at 1260 and a quarter, up 3. March soybean meal, 437, up 770. March soybean oil, 49.49, up 22. Go back and pick up the May soybean meal contract at 436.10, up 750. And the May soybean oil contract is 49.77, up 10 cents.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Our agricultural all-day ag outlook meeting next week is a sellout, and we are if you do not have a ticket, please do not come, because we won't be doing ticket sales at the door. However, we do hope those of you who will come will be there. And Todd and I certainly thank you for all of your support for this particular event. And the two of us definitely hope to see you next Tuesday. A Pacific Northwest grain terminal owner imposed a lockout on longshoremen Wednesday after saying an independent former FBI investigator determined a union leader sabotaged company equipment at the height of contentious labor problems in December. United Grain Corporation said non-union replacement workers will operate its Vancouver, Washington export terminal for an indefinite period. The company said it fired the union leader, whom it described as a member of the bargaining team of Local 4 of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, but did not name. Construction equipment maker Caterpillar says it will cut more than 1 in 3 jobs at its Belgium plant because of high labor costs and sluggish growth in its European market. The Peoria-based company says that it plans to cut 1,400 of 3,400 jobs at its plant south of Brussels, alongside other measures aimed at restoring the site's competitiveness. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what are we to make of the action that we've seen in corn and beans in the last week, Dan? Is it constructive toward getting an idea that maybe these are bottoming effects for the winter?
Well, it seems to be that way. I mean, corn, anything can happen, yet we still have another day to go. But for the most part, we start out the week of corn penetrating last week's low there in the overnight session on Monday. We ended back closing higher, so we did get a daily reversal up. And now the strength since then has us pretty well set up for a weekly reversal up. Now, this is in the spot old crop corn. new crop corn might be able to pull out a higher finish, but it's going to take a little bit more up in it, and it's going to be real difficult, I think, maybe for new crop corn to get a monthly or a reversal up on the week. But old crop at least looks that way, and I always kind of watch price strengths during the time frame that they do the grain stocks report. And in this case, this is the period that they do the March 1 stocks grain report. And that's kind of indicating to me that the March 1 grain stocks report is more likely to be on the friendly side than the negative side at this point. So it does kind of at least indicate that maybe this corn market might be trying to get some legs to pull out of a somewhat normal February low point. You know, up until the last several years, it was not uncommon for markets to drift into a middle February low and try to pull out of a winter low and have a rally into March and April as we go into the growing season. So, so far, it kind of looks like corn's trying to get that job done.
Would it be conducive then to more bull spreading post the quarterly grain stocks report if it lays out how you said?
Well, I think that's probably the way a lot of people's going to want to play it, because they're still generally thinking that, you know, crop corn is going to have plenty of acreage, and if we have favorable weather, we're going to have a big crop. But the current weather pattern, I think, again, the first 3 weeks of March is always a time frame that I kind of watch for spring weather pattern to begin to set up. And at least at the moment, all of your longer-range models are kind of indicating that we may be on the below-normal side of the equation. We may even be in the above-normal side of the equation on precip. So if we start thinking that we're going to have a cold and wet spring, I think that would be supportive to new crop, because it's definitely a must for us to have an early planting and early harvest to get by, or otherwise we're going to have a very tight situation of stocks toward the marketing year. So that might be a factor that comes into play and maybe gives new crop corn a little bit more of a boost, because you've got a lot of people expecting that we could have a lot of new crop supplies enter the market, you know, in that late August, September timeframe. And if the weather pattern would suggest that that's all going to be delayed, that could force a lot of these shorts out of the new crop market.
Let's turn our attention to new crop beans, where we have made new lows since we last talked to you for its little move that we've seen since that spike high that occurred there on the 22nd of February. But it also appears that this is building a little bit of good support level at these lows.
Well, new crop beans, I think, are finding support from the old crop months. I mean, old crop months are performing quite nicely. It's obvious that China and is sticking around much longer than what they had anticipated. We had another good week of weekly export sales, with China being a buyer. I think one of the major grain companies did switch out a sale from South America back to the U.S., and that's all supportive near-term to the bean complex. And new crop beans kind of kick up a rally. The problem we're getting into is that even though that South America crop is getting smaller, and it's going to be debatable how much smaller, but it is getting smaller. You're getting price estimates in the Argentina crop. You've got yield reports come out of Brazil that the yields are not as strong as what they thought they would be. But you're still going to have a lot of soybeans out of South America continuing to enter the world export market all the way into our fall months. So they're a little worried about maybe demand for new crop soybeans.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.